So let's review. Our daf began at the bottom of Daf Vav, where the Gemara continues to elaborate on the Tosefta of the four Rishuyos quoted earlier. We are now up to the part that deals with Karmelis. The Tosefta listed Bikur, a wide open area among those areas which Einan Loikur Shas HaRabim, Loikur Shas HaYachad, are not a Shas HaRabim, a public area, or a Shas HaYachad, a private area, rather a Karmelis. The Gemara asks, is it true that a Bikur is not a Shas HaYachad? We have a Mishnah which explicitly states, a bikur is Rosh Hashanah Shabbos. A bikur is Rosh Hashanah regarding Shabbos. The Gemara offers two answers. Each one reinterprets a different part of that Mishnah. Amar Ula, Lo Ilam Karmelis Havi, Vamai Kor Le Rosh Hashanah, Le Fishein Rosh Hashanah. Ula says that the Mishnah does not mean to say that it's actually Rosh Hashanah. It just referred to it as such to emphasize that it's not Rosh Hashanah regarding Shabbos as it sometimes is regarding Tumah. However, in fact, it's actually a Karmelis as the Tosefta taught. Ravashi gives a different interpretation. He says the Mishnah doesn't really mean a bikur. It's actually talking about a different but similar type of area, a karf of shlehukef ledira, a large area that was fenced in but not for residential use. The Mishnah is teaching us that min haTorah is such a karf is actually Rosh Hashanah Yachid because it has mechitzes. It is only forbidden to carry there midrabanan because it's a large area with no residents which resembles Rosh Hashanah. However, the Tosefta is referring to a bikur with no mechitzes, which of course is not a Rosh Hashanah Yachad at all. The Gemara again returns to the Tosefta, which said as follows: Aval Yam Ubika Vistavonis VaKarmelis Ein Elok Rosh Hashanah Rabim Elok Rosh Hashanah Yachad. After the first three areas, the Brisa adds VaHaKarmelis. The Gemara asks: Atu Kula Namal Lav Karmelis Nenu? Aren't the other areas also Karmelis? The Gemara answers: Loi Nitzrucha El Keren Zavis Hasmuch Rosh Hashanah Rabim. The additional term VaHaKarmelis was meant to include a situation in which one house is set further back from the street than the houses on each side of it, which creates a little bit of space in front of it, abutting the Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Although people occasionally enter that area, kiven de lei nichet tashmishte, since it's inconvenient to use that area, and people generally do not walk there, ki karmelis dami. It's considered a karmelis, not a Rosh Hashanah Rabim. The Gemara continues to teach us other areas that are karmelis because people don't usually walk in them. The sides of the marketplace were full of pillars that the merchants used to hang their merchandise on. The pillars made it inconvenient to travel throughout that area. Therefore, Rabbi Yechanan deemed that area a Karmelis, not a Rosh Hashanah Rabim. Rabbi Huda adds, the blocks in front of those pillars that people would sit on are also Karmelis for the same reason. Since it's inconvenient to walk on or around them, few people walked in that area. Therefore, it too is a Karmelis and not a Rosh Hashanah Rabim. The Gemara points out as follows. Laman d'amar bein ha'mudim kol shkei nitztevo. Rabbi Yechanan, who said that the area of the pillars is a Karmelis, would certainly agree that the area of the blocks is a Karmelis and not a Rosh Hashanah Rabim, since it's even more convenient to walk there. However, Rabbi Huda, who said that the area of the blocks is a Karmelis, he might hold that the area of the pillars, which has more traffic than the area of the blocks, has enough people passing through them to be considered a Rosh Hashanah Rabim. The Gemara then discusses another area which is in the Rosh Hashanah Rabim, but has a din of a Karmelis. Amar Rabbi Bar Shilam Rav Chizda, Levenas Kufa B'Shusha Rabim, V'zark V'tach B'Faneh Achayev. If one throws something sticky in Rosh Hashanah Rabim and it sticks to the side of a brick, he is chayev for transporting something Dalet Amos B'Shusha Rabim. Al Gaboa Potter. However, if it landed on top of the brick, he's Potter, because the top surface of the brick is only 3 Tfachim by 3 Tfachim, the standard size at that time, which is a Makom Ptur. Throwing from Rosh Hashanah Rabim to a Makom Ptur is not a prohibited on Shabbos. However, Abaye v'Rav v'Tamar Tavayu, v'husha gavoya shloisha, it's only a Makom Ptur if the top of the brick is higher than 3 Tvachim. If it's lower than 3 Tvachim, people just walk over it, and it's considered part of the Rosh Hashanah Rabim. The Gemara next defines some of the dimensions of a Karmelis in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. In Karmelis p'chusim abba, as the Gemara explains later, just as an area smaller than 4x4 Tfachim is not a Rosh Hashanah Yachad but a Makom Ptur, so to an area of less than 4x4 Tfachim is not a Karmelis but a Makom Ptur, and you can carry into and out of it. Rav Sheshesh adds that we also compare a Karmelis to Rosh Hashanah Rabim in that, V'tesefes ad asar. Like Rosh Hashanah Rabim, a Karmelis only reaches to a height of 10 Tfachim, and above that height, it's a Makom Ptur. However, Rosh Hashanah Yachad oyla ad l'rikiyah. The airspace of Rosh Hashanah Yachad extends up to the sky. Now to summarize, Rosh Hashanah Yachad must be at least 4x4 tefachim in area, have mechitzes, walls of at least 10 tefachim in height, and its airspace extends up to the sky. Rishas HaRabim, is an open and public space, but its airspace is limited to a height of only 10 tefachim. A karmelis, since it's only midrabanan, the Chacham applied to it mikuli Rishas HaYachid u'mikuli Rishas HaRabim. The leniencies of Rishas HaYachid, that less than 4x4 tefachim is not a karmelis, but a mokum tur, and the leniencies of Rishas HaRabim, that its airspace is limited to a height of only 10 tefachim, and above that height, it's a mokum tur. The Gemara next returns to a statement I'd mentioned earlier, Gufa. Ba'yah she'ein b'toicha asara, v'kiruy of mashlimi la'asara, al-gagay mutu l'taltal b'kulay, b'toicha y'ein b'taltal b'ele arba'amas. A house whose interior is less than 10 tefachim high, but the thickness of the roof adds to its height so that now the top of the roof is 10 tefachim high, has the following halacha. You may carry on the entire roof because its height of 10 tefachim makes it a reshus hayachid. However, you may not carry more than dalet amos inside the house because it has a din of karmelis, since its interior is too low to be considered reshus hayachid. To which Abaye adds, v'mchokak boi dalet al dalet v'shlimu la'asara mutul talta b'kule. If it dug a hole of 4 tefachim by 4 tefachim in the middle of the floor so that in that space the height from floor to ceiling is 10 tefachim, then the whole house is considered to have the proper height of a reshus hayachid, and you can carry within the whole house, because chayri reshus hayachid ki reshus hayachid dami. The spaces on the side are considered indentations in the wall, which are extensions of the reshus hayachid. However, regarding chayri reshus harabim, indentations in the wall facing the reshus harabim, there's the machlekes. Abaye omer ki reshus harabim dami, they have the same status as the reshus harabim. Rav amar lav ki reshus harabim dami, they are not like the Rishus HaRab. Rava asked several questions of Abaye. The first one is from the case we had at the beginning of this daf, of the house set back from the street. We said that the space was a karmelis. However, according to Abaye, this space should be considered Chay Rishus HaRab. Abaye answered, Hasam loy nichet teshmishte, hacham nichet teshmishte. The indentations in the wall are considered Chay Rishus HaRab because they can be easily accessed from Rishus HaRab. However, the area in front of the house is inconvenient for people to walk there. Therefore, it is not considered an extension of the Rishus HaRab. The Gemara then asks a few other questions, but the machlekes between Rav and Abaye remains unresolved.